Our next speaker is Margaret Mukakageli. She is from Local 3207 in Saskatchewan. It's a social services local. She's the president of the local, and shortly after she became president, she took her local out on strike to achieve good wages. So it was a nice experience. Margaret was born in Rwanda. She grew up in Kenya, and she attended school in both Kenya and Sierra Leone, and she became a teacher by profession. She immigrated to Canada in 1988 and came to Saskatchewan, where she lives there today with her husband and three children. Now, the local was on strike between January and March of 2007, and if anyone's been in Saskatchewan during those months, you know that it's quite cold, can be very cold. But it was a strong picket line, and she's going to tell a little bit about that experience. So, Margaret?
Good morning to everyone. I'm going to share my success story of the struggle for wages in Regina, Saskatchewan, for Local 3207. We are a small local of about 28 to 32 members, and as you have been told, we went out in the very deep cold in Saskatchewan. It was January the 20th. I went to work in the morning, and at noon, I was supposed to close up, and everybody was supposed to be on the streets picketing. So you can imagine I was in my office dressed up like I'm dressed today, and I had my winter clothing and my gear waiting for me. So I dressed up and I joined everyone. Actually, I was the first one to be on the picket line. And I remember about 3 minutes later, there were reporters wanting to talk to me. And I actually didn't know exactly what I should be saying at that time. So I did call my national rep, Mike Keith, and I talked to him. He was there already. And I said, what am I supposed to do here? I had been prompted on what to say, but I didn't know that it was coming sooner than I expected. So anyway, I had to just kind of answer their questions, and the questions were, how do you feel about leaving these people? I work with people with disabilities. So the reporters were trying to actually ask me how I feel leaving these people unattended. And I thought, you know, we as women, we always think of ourselves as caregivers. We give ourselves to everybody else, and nobody else gives back to us most of the time. And I was thinking, my wages are very low, and I'm taking care of sons and daughters of board members. The board members at Cheshire Homes do have sons and daughters that live in the homes. And they don't, when we go bargaining, they don't think of us as people who take care of your children. So I was thinking, if they don't care about my wage and I take care of their children, why should I really give a damn? And it sounds very selfish. It sounds very selfish, but at some point, we have to tell our members that we can't sacrifice ourselves beyond what we can give. And that's a message that I keep telling our members. We can come to work, but when we want something, we have to go for it, especially wages. In a community-based organizations, wages are very, very low, and we've been struggling so hard. There are various wages. Different agencies have different wage levels. And we have to struggle to make sure that we're at a better wage. If you go to the health district, you find that the health district workers are getting about $18, $20. And a caregiver at a care home, like mine I work at, is at $11. That doesn't make sense. And so that was the reason why I'm just going to get to the point of how we got to the strike. The government of Saskatchewan did infuse thousands of dollars into the group homes in Saskatchewan, one of which is a home that I am employed at. The purpose of the funding was to attract and retain staff by improving wages. That was the purpose. It was noted in the papers. It was noted in the letter that they sent to the community-based organizations, which we did receive. So after we saw that it was out there and we knew it was meant for us, the employer, when we went to the employer to bargain, that was 2006, 2007 year, we were bargaining for wages. And, you know, We knew this money was there. We were hoping we were going to get it because the government gave it, and all other agencies had gotten it. So the employer was not willing to let go of that funding. We went to the bargaining table, and the first offer, which was very unacceptable to us, was 3%. When we calculate the money that was given to us, we were supposed to get a 14.4%. So the employer was offering us 3% and giving excuses of what happened in the past, where the money, they are dividing up the money to different things. We didn't care about listening to that. We just wanted the money to go to wages, to upgrade our wages. So we were not backing out. And I have to say, I really have to thank, there were two men that were very involved in supporting us and standing behind us so that we don't back out. That was my national representative, Mike Keith, and Jim Swaik, who is now in, I think he's around here, but he's now in Ottawa, I think. So those were two men that were very influential. We are just a group of few women, not much self-esteem, sometimes afraid to actually go against the employer. But when you have some people, two people were behind us telling us, you can do this. Try. You will get this money if you fight. And we thought, if they're telling us that, why can't we give it a shot? You know? So we gave it a shot. As the days progressed, the employer increased their offer, and their offer went to 7.6. Still was not acceptable to us. Members knew beyond a shadow of doubt that we got 14.4% from the government, and none of us was settling for less. As the days progressed, members were getting very angry, and that actually made me very, very happy, because then the fire was on and we were just moving forward. There was no backing up. As the days progressed, we decided to face the government. At this point, we moved from the group home, in front of the group home, and went to the legislative building in Saskatchewan, because we thought if the board members are telling us they don't have the money, we have to go to the source, the government. So we went and faced the government. We picketed in front of the Saskatchewan legislature, which most of you, I think, were very supportive. You came and picketed with us. Thank you very much. With the hope of catching a politician, a minister, or an honorable MP, anybody. Unfortunately, we were there for about a week or a week and a half before we actually caught a glimpse of anybody important. And we came to learn that most of them, after seeing us with a picket signs, they went through the back doors. So they were avoiding us, which was good. I thought, you know what? We are a force to reckon with if they are doing that. Later on, actually, we did manage to meet with the Minister of Social Services, then Mr. David Foray. And I have to say that there was an MP that was very influential in our meeting. That's Iwan Chak. He's an MP for Saskatoon. So he was very influential. So we managed to meet the big shots that we wanted to meet. And we had lots of debates inside the legislature. We had to talk about our pains and aches and the cold and how we are suffering. And we were just crying our eyes out. So somebody somewhere heard us. And we proceeded several meetings. And in the end, it was a big struggle. I won't go into a whole lot of things that happened inside the building. But it was a big struggle, back and forth. But in the end, the government was telling us they cannot tell our employer to give us the money. It is not their job. And my question was, when I talked to the Premier of Saskatchewan, who I did actually approach, I said, you are telling me as a government, you are giving money to an agency and they can just do whatever they want with it, and that's fine. So he said, no, we just don't want to step on people's toes. But I said, you know what, without stepping on people's toes, these people have the money and they are not giving it to us. And we are low-paid employees and we need it. I did approach also MP in my region and the MP in the region where the home is, just to make a lot of noises. As the days progressed, everything came together, and our timing was good because the House of Commons was due to meet. And we planned to disorganize their meeting with our noises and our cries and our picketing and our singing and everything that could annoy them. So actually, something came out of it. In the end, we got the 14.4%. I see that I have maybe 2 minutes, so I better wrap up. I want to talk about the achievement. It was not only the strike actually brought a lot of things forward. We did achieve a good wage, 14.4%. Last year, the government of Saskatchewan did infuse some more money, which was our home got 7%. We did not have to strike for that. So, and the strike, besides the wages, we are now we are dealing with issues at work, which have been brought up in a process to address them. We have been having a labor management meeting. We have had a conflict resolution to resolve problems at work. And we have had all the back pay that is owed to us in the 7% and 14% paid to us. And before the strike, the wage start was low. But now I am proud to announce that the wage start is better than most places. We have had a total of 33% wage increment since 2007. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Margaret. So just a little question for you, Margaret. Can you say a little bit about who the workers are at the workplace?
Most of our workers, we have three categories of workers. We have caregivers who do the care for the residents, and that's a majority of the workers, about 80%. We have a recreation worker. We have a support independent living program worker, which is me. I work alone, actually. That's very sad. And then they have just created another support worker for one individual who has a brain, who's brain injured and needs one-on-one. So that's what we do. And our hours of work are usually just 8 hours. I do work sometimes more than 8 hours, and I work depending on what the needs of the clients are. I do have clients in the community. I have about 4 of them. And I work with them to teach them skills to become independent. And I actually have to say that there is a lot of progress in my work that I do.
But it is majority female workplace?
Yes, majority of us are female workers. I have to say this year, I don't know what has happened, but we've gained about 6 male caregivers, mm-hmm. which is very good. Yeah.
Thanks.